Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. And today, from the United States, I am Father Scott Steinkirchner. I live in Chicago and I'm the host and the preacher today with a homily I call Freedom. The reading is from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on them. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Thus ends the Gospel. They say he has done everything well. Well, except to make them shut up. Telling them not to speak hasn't worked at all. And that's the thing. Jesus can do miraculous things, but he can't really control others. God can do miraculous things, but God doesn't control us like puppets. That should give us pause. We have radical freedom. God can help us, but that help can only open doors. It can't control us. And in the same way, we really can't control others. As hard as we try, we can't. And we should just help others, open doors for them, to give them the opportunity to walk out of whatever imprisons them. We have this freedom to act. And we can't say we don't have it because God's in charge. And we can't say, but there's nothing I can do. In our freedom, we can do what we choose. But that's all we're in charge of. So what will we choose to do today?